Welcome to the second episode of the Would You Rather podcast. I need to just give a public service announcement and an apology to my fellow podcasters that we started this podcast 10-15 minutes ago maybe?
I'd say 15
yeah,
minutes.
And my mic wasn't on.
It was some astonishing stuff.
So we've literally just found out about that. The whole time while we were recording, I was fiddling around with my levels going, I don't sound that loud. I can't really hear myself. I'm not really seeing the levels on my computer just now that's in front of me. And then we got to the end of a pretty good introductory chat. And I realised that the podcast, well, I wasn't being recorded. And I'm obviously one of the most important parts of this podcast, if not the most important part. So should we give people a recap for anyone that, well, you never listened to the intro that we just went through?
You've technically not introduced us yet then.
Yeah, that's
sorry.
True.
So
it's been deleted.
We're back, episode 2 of Would You Rather podcast. Thanks to anyone that listened to last week's podcast. It's always good when you can do the intro again, you know, because there's some things you said the first time that were good, some that were bad, some things you forget. And I forgot to thank anyone that listened last week. You know, we had some good listeners. Christy, you mentioned that your mum was one of those listeners last week,
yeah,
and how you found it a little bit odd speaking to her,
oh,
and how much
she
enjoyed the podcast considering some of the subject matter last week.
Yeah, no, so she phoned me. So at first you text me saying, oh no, we've got a family chat with my mum and my grandmother in it. And my mum texts in the chat being like, can I have the link for the podcast? And at first I was at work and I was just a bit like, oh god, I didn't even really have time to think.
Mm-hmm.
And then she phoned me, like, gutting herself about how amazing it was, how she loved hearing my voice, and then went on to say how weird it was that she was listening to her daughter and her future son-in-law talking about cum. And I was like, but then in the second breath, she's like, I really want to be on it. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to hear you talking about cum, to be honest. But
I don't think I'd be able to deal with that. Why
don't
that
so.
Week me and you miss it? And
yeah,
Vinny
can deal with it.
We'll get Vinny to do it with somebody else.
I can't even make a crass joke in this case your mum listens.
See, the thing is, we didn't,
fantastic.
We didn't mention this in the first intro that we did that no one's ever going to hear, which is an absolute beezer. But I think your gran's the kind of person that I could see, like, reading the messages that your Uncle Gordon and your mum mentioned. So Gordon's Christy's uncle, who's her grandson. I could see her going, oh, what's this podcast?
I told her about it tonight.
And then she goes and finds it, and then she's sitting listening to it. And Christy, your gran is quite hip, isn't she, in comparison to a lot of other grands, I would imagine. So I'd say she's probably quite on board with some of the part that we did came out with last
year. Your gran must be about my age, maybe? I think she was in my age still.
How old am I? 74?
Aye, 74. You should know, but aye, 74.
I did phone her tonight and I, like, told her about it. She said, I did wonder what they were talking about. And I was like, I don't know if I should tell you what my question was. And she's like, kind of giggled a wee bit. I don't think she heard me. And I told her the gobble question over the phone and she was howling.
Aye, your gran's the kind of person that would laugh at that. Now, Vinny.
Yes.
What did your gran think of it? What did your mum think of it? Because we spoke last week.
Do you think
there's any way that your gran or your mum... Your dad or your mum
no,
listen to that podcast?
I would hope not.
No chance?
Why not?
I would hope not, because I'm a very different person.
Can
also need
that.
To point out that Vinny's wearing a nasal strip to have some more clarity
very well
to his voice.
Deviated septum, it's an actual illness.
For any football fans listening, particularly older ones, who remember Robbie Fowler at Liverpool and his first stint at Liverpool, he wore a nasal strip for a while. But right, since Steve McManaman had one
I don't know. It's just really to see if I sound any different, less nasally.
You thought you were nasally last week?
I was so Scottish as well.
Do
I always sound like that?
Well, I think we all
it's devastating.
Sound a little Scottish,
absolutely
don't
devastating.
But then all Scottish people say that. A lot of Scottish people say
I know,
that.
But I was
unless you're Jerry Cinnamon, a lot of people say that.
I was saying teeth. Teeth. The fuck speak? Teeth.
I say teeth.
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 You're not going to give us a complex now?
No, but it was bad.
I don't think it was bad. I listened to it a bit like back and I was like, do you know what, I think we all sounded great. Bit biased.
So anyway, what we missed was...
Well, what we missed obviously is what you've been up to, and you were at the gym before you came to this podcast.
I was at the gym before I came here. I had to cut it short because I obviously took all my stuff out ready to get any action, and then there was dog shit in my trainers.
Genuinely, we've heard this
three times now.
And it still was entertaining
and,
as the last
it
thing.
It just happens to the best person.
It was just the smell. You get the smell first. Obviously I took them out of the bag. And I was just like, oh, so I waited till the coast was clear in the changing rooms. I was walking about with one trainer holding the other trainer. And I went in and I took a flyer and I was trying to, because it was pretty wedged in. It'd been in my bag since yesterday. And I was trying to scrape away at it. And then it was futile. So then I was in the gym on the cross trainer. I could smell it a bit. And I was like, just for health reasons, health and safety, I thought of people walking about in the gym, in the changing rooms, naked, my water bottle had been in the bag, towel,
I can't believe you still went in the gym with a shit in your shit. I literally would have went home.
Ah, but it's...
I know what's wrong with you.
I actually went with the conviction of being like, you know what, fuck it.
Would you rather shit in your shoe and go to the gym or not go to the gym?
But I mean, it was only now like 10 minutes. And then the guilt,
all these questions are hypothetical, but this one I actually know
the
what Vinny's answer
is. The guilt was there, so I just had to leave. It was just too much.
The funniest part of this is I go to the same gym as Vinny, and I'm going to go probably tomorrow, and everyone's like, do you hear about that guy that had to chill the shit in his shoe?
There'll be shitty footsteps all the way up. Any of the lift.
Thing is, they'll attract you all the way back to your car.
So you obviously wear your gym shoes to the gym.
Yep.
No, well,
yesterday I did
gym?
Because it was a weekend. So obviously I go straight from work to the gym, and usual weekdays.
Sunday.
Yesterday I went. Obviously I changed the house, then went down, then went to Tesco.
You went to the gym on a Sunday.
It happened anywhere.
You went to the gym on a Sunday.
Sunday's a day of rest. You've never been.
No,
to the
that's
gym
why.
Sunday.
That's why I'm trying to get fit. So.
And so you obviously must have stood in shit on the way or on the way home.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it was.
How
dog.
Could you have done it? Wait, was it me, Fox?
Human, fuck possibly. Oh. Human shit. Stay in Rudry, so there's a chance it was possibly human.
Weird, there's dog shit at the front of our close constantly.
And it's like, why do you not just tuck it away?
Does my nothing.
I know, it's
getting there's actually a bit of grass, obviously, beside that bin that I'm always telling you about.
Dog shit city.
And it's just like, it was obviously dark when I came back from the gym, and I'm like, I don't even know it's a safe part of grass to wipe, try and get rid of this, because I could just be putting more shit on it.
And the worst thing about dog shit when you stand out in a place, when I was younger, I don't know if you ever did this, when you had dog shit on your shoe, you would like do that weird shuffle thing on the grass.
I had to sort of do that.
So doing that publicly, that's pretty hard.
But nobody really does it anymore, because a lot of people pick up their dog shit.
It's a coping mechanism, but really it's no real solution for getting dog shit in your shoe,
isn't
it?
There used to be more dog shit in the streets, so people pick it up now, so it's kind of dying.
Or are you
up.
Just thinking that because you were younger back then and you were running a bit more? And
did you ever roll on dog shit?
You were carefree back then, Vinny.
Did I roll on dog shit?
Did your own dog shit?
I remember when me and my brother stayed together in Merchant City, and we were in McCool's, and we left and we were drunk, and we had the dummy fight on the grass. Get up to the fat. I was like 20.
29.
So
more like 40.
So we're fighting on the ground, and then we got up to the flat and we're all going, can you smell shit? I'm like, I can smell shit. So he took off his trainer and he looked at it and he went, is that shit? And he put it up to his nose. And then because he was steaming, he put it up to his nose and then he put his finger on it. He put his finger in it and then smelled his finger. I'm like, why did you do that? Why did you not just I smell shit.
I know.
Oh. It was like that joke where it's no shit. It tastes like shit. It must be shit.
See, it's funny.
I'm then going to look at your brother and be like, ooh, you had shit in your finger.
When we recorded this first intro, that is now this famed intro that no one's ever going to hear, we spoke about other kind of funny... I used to work in a gym and some other funny gym stories, but you know what? I didn't tell you about that one there. It's not shit-related, right? And I think you and I have had a conversation before. You've tweeted a few times over the last, I don't know, a couple of months or something like that, about how many deviants there are at your gym who will get changed.
Exhibitionists.
They'll get changed from the wrong way around, basically. So they'll put their shirt on and then their jacket on and then their trainers on, or their socks on, then their trainers on, then they'll put their pants on and finally leave. Now, that is weird. This is more just a gym story from when I worked, and I think you know this, Christy, but I always just, I suppose, piss myself at it now, and it's a bit embarrassing, similar to people actually finding out that you had dog shit in your shoe, which everyone has now, but no one actually at your gym tonight. When I used to work at the gym, they used to make us take the classes, and I took a bums and tums class one night, so now imagine that.
Already sounds
nonsense,
adventurous.
Right? If you two can obviously see me, I'm not the fittest person, and I had absolutely no place taking a bums and tums class, but I did it this night, right, and there was a load of fit people in it, but I thought, right, good playlist, I've got some good exercise to do, I'll do it. And I always felt quite bad because the spin instructors would do the spin class, and then the kettlebell instructors would do the kettlebell classes. I didn't take this bums and tums class a lot, but when I did take it, I thought, right, I need to do it as well, and it's a workout for me too, so bonus. Did it one of these nights. Don't know what it was about me. I think I had a Greggs that afternoon.
Are you
going to
say you shat yourself?
No, I never shat myself. That would have been proper bad.
I'm a bit confused
bad.
Where this story's come on.
It's like it's gym related. It's not shit yourself related.
Oh,
but
right.
I just had to actually leave the class that I was taking 20 minutes before it ended, so I could go up to the top
to
of where
shit?
The no to spew. To spew. I was that burst. I actually couldn't. I was taking the class, and I couldn't even finish it. Do you not know this?
No.
Like, and I got a plaque off the members that were in the class for spewing. It was like they went on a BA flight and they brought back a BA sick bag and they framed it up for me and that.
Oh my God,
most embarrassing thing
ever. Why are we taking the class? Is that not, like, you don't need qualifications, really?
Probably, but this was the Wild West in the gym days.
I suppose it's health and safety.
Wild West. And honestly, it was so embarrassing. See, coming back down when they were all coming out finished, just, like, barely sweating. It was like Prince Andrew level sweat.
Who's Prince Andrew? Is he the guy in news now?
Nah, he's
dodgy guy.
Doesn't sweat. Epstein's. No sweat.
Nonsense. But I came down and they were all like barely sweating, and I'm like ice pack in my head, like gone. And I was all right. I just wasn't feeling very good, man. I think I must have ate something today. But they could all see right through it, and it was the hardest thing to live down there.
I'm so glad you lied. Anyway. You should have just been honest.
I know, they should have just been honest. Right, look, we've digressed quite a bit there. It's taken us about 40 minutes to actually...
Is your mic on?
It's actually on.
Are you sure?
Definitely. It's on.
And everyone else's is on.
Yours are on. Apologies. So, we had some good questions last week. Yes. I think we've decided now to be a bit more... Or we'll have a mix of philosophical, bit of smut, and just some other ridiculousness questions. So... I kicked us off last week. I'm thinking, Christy, you're the best person to kick us off this week.
Oh.
What is your first would you rather? You look like you've stumbled upon something that you weren't expecting.
I'm not. I actually sat earlier on and wrote out a bunch. I'm just a bit unsure what to go first.
Okay. Yeah. Well, are you going to give us a...
sorry.
Or are we going to sit here and fill this gap?
I'm going to give it...
Play a wee tune there.
No, I was just trying to think if I've got anything that's a wee bit more... Yeah, I'm just going to go with this one, right? Mm. So this is my one I was trying to work it all week.
Okay.
I think it's a pretty good one. But then it might not be a good one. So I said, would you rather constantly have Dorito cheese dust on your fingers forever or chili powder constantly on your fingers forever? So that you can never wash it off. You're either always going to have Dorito cheesy powder or chili powder.
Okay. Interesting.
So the thing is, I was getting somewhere, I was trying to look at the comparison because the cheesy one was always there. Obviously, it stinks. And I was thinking that I still can't think of that brand. Now that brand is soap.
What's it? No.
No, it was a soap. Now that brand is soap, it's the mint and tea tree one that stings when you put on your bits. That was my opposite one. And I was like, that sensation. Yeah. But then I thought of the
It's not soap, though. It's the shower gel and stuff.
Who makes that? That's the cleaning stuff.
It's Original Source.
Yep, original Source.
It. Original is it, Source.
What one is it? Is
the mint and
tea mint? The mint one is crazy.
Oh, nippy.
There's one called Black Mint as well.
Oh my God, that'd be bitey, that'd be dead.
Dangerous.
I mean, is it nippy? It's quite a nice nippy, isn't it?
It says, right, 7,927 tingling leaves and mint and tea tree. Original Source.
For your ball bag.
So that's why I went on the chili powder.
It must have some sort of disclaimer on it.
Because I think the chili powder would give the same sensation. If you touch your bits, it'd probably sting. Right. If you touch your eyes, it would sting.
Chili powder or Doritos cheese dust?
I like the dust, the orange shit. So your fingers would either be bright orange or bright red.
Right, I'm just going to go in there straight away and say it's an easy decision.
So I think it's an easy decision.
Oh my God, why?
Dorito cheese dust.
Easy.
Because if it's going to keep coming back as well. It stinks.
But sting, the pain... The pain from
you'd
chili.
Rather, I don't know if I like that smell. Imagine that smell of cheese. Imagine like massaging your face and you're massaging in cheese dust on your face.
That's not the worst thing that
brushing
you can.
Brushing your teeth.
But doing it with chili.
I think chili would have a wee bit more of a nicer sensation.
Imagine what, like...
You're an absolute deviant. You're one of the people who puts their socks on and their jacket on and then...
I didn't want to get so smutty, so early. Imagine washing your helmet with chili powder.
Imagine washing it with cheese. You'd have cheese willy for the rest of your life.
Some people do.
Some people, that's the reason why they're washing it.
Exactly.
Like, never go away.
One other bonus to having the cheese dust is you can lick it off. Mm-hmm. And,
you would get so bored.
You know, I've not had any tea tonight. It's a wee finger
spill. Think about how like concentrated that smell of cheese is.
You're really trying to sell the chili powder there, here.
I know.
Surely the cheese dust is your answer too.
Rubbing your eyes as well. I mean, if you've cut chilies,
that is the worst thing ever.
So there you go.
I know, but then I also think it'd be that I've never done it. We maybe need to put this to the test.
Cheese.
Never done it with cheese dust before.
Get some cheddar out and we'll rub cheddar against
it. But it's an artificial cheese. It's like an even worse cheese. Like it's, I think I love Doritos, but I don't know if I like that smell as much.
So you're willing to go with chili powder despite the pain that would be involved in that? I think. Like you wouldn't be able to rub your eyes.
If you went like blue cheese fingers, that would be like a really
feta cheese fingers. Feta cheese.
Feta doesn't fucking stink.
Does it not? Is it goat cheese, I'm thinking?
No.
Goat cheese?
Goat cheese doesn't smell.
You used to have a pair of losers when it comes to cheese.
I love goat
that.
Cheese, but
you
I don't
just like all cheeses.
Goat cheese smells
that?
I don't
goat
cheese.
Goat cheese doesn't smell.
Gorgonzola smells.
Gorgonzola.
Camembert
doesn't really smell.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you eat
Dairyly?
Oh, Dairyly. Imagine that.
Whenever we make
something. That would be amazing.
Whenever we make something, mozzarella. Just give me mozzarella. It's like, you're eating nothing?
No.
Mozzarella always. Does not taste very. I love mozzarella in a caprese, but I don't really like it on like a bagel, but you love like a mozzarella and ham bagel. I'm like, just taste
it. Am I imagining goat's cheese being stinking?
Nah, it's not.
Never smells.
No.
My favourite pizza is goat cheese walnut grape. It's dead fancy, but it's so good.
No, I like the goat cheese with potato and rosemary and lemon and pancetta
so
that you
good.
Get from Chilino's.
I'm talking about the one from I know Bates, my favourite one. It's like big walnuts, grapes, and I think it's like a roasted grape and
I was in there the
balsamic and goat cheese.
Limburger, you ever heard of that?
Are you fucking just googling cheeses Google now?
That's,
oh my god.
That's mainly produced in Germany. It's perhaps the most popular of all the smelly cheeses. It's
is it a blue cheese?
Fermented using Brevibacterium linens, a bacterium partly responsible for the smell of the human
body. There's a famous Italian cheese, and it's outlawed in some Italy now, that's got maggots in it, live maggots.
Let's
and you actually scoop it out and you put it on your cracker
but
or whatever.
But do you eat the maggot?
You eat the maggots as well.
Ugh.
So it's I've seen outlawed. It's something for the westerns.
There'll be a documentary about it soon.
I know. My
it's illegal in some places.
It's like
now.
Tapeworms. Like you eat a tapeworm. I remember watching this episode of CSI.
It's your biggest fear.
This girl in CSI, like, was it CSI? I think it was a documentary. This happens quite a lot in life where I get mixed up between CSI episodes and real life stories. Aye. But I think this girl had a meter long tapeworm in an intestine and she like lost lots of weight and nearly died and they cut. Do you know what it was? Scratch that, I'm talking about an episode of House.
You're at it.
I thought it was something like That's Life magazine.
But no, you can get it, was because House is based on true stories.
Is it?
Aye.
Is it? Really? You're not sure about that now, right? You know,
probably.
I have questions now.
I think it is loosely based on stuff.
Well, I think it
I'd
is.
I'd be amazed.
But yeah, like a tapeworm. So a tapeworm goes in your stomach, right? It starts about an inch, and it starts eating all the food, and then it can grow, because obviously intestine is dead, dead long, and it grows in your
So does that mean you're always hungry if you get a tapeworm?
Aye, you are, but you need to put weight on because it's not getting
processed.
That
sounds brilliant.
Is that what Prada Willy comes with?
No, Prada Willy's your feet, is it not?
Huh?
Did you say Prada Willy?
Prada Willy.
What?
You never heard of Prada Willy?
Prada Willy.
This is like
that sounds like a guy what's in the bar is.
It's
Johnny's
mum's favourite word, Prada Willy.
My mum, see any time that we would eat and not get full, Vinny, my mum would be like, you should get Prada Willy, by the way. And I'm like, so the first, if you put Prada, so it's Prada Willy, not Prada Willy.
It's a Scottish accent.
I know. Cologne.
I know. But the top result is, what is Prada Willy syndrome? Prada Willy syndrome is a rare genetic condition that causes a wide, it's a rare genetic condition that causes a wide range of physical symptoms, learning difficulties and behavioural problems. It's usually noticed shortly after birth. And one of the symptoms is an excessive appetite and overeating, which can easily lead to dangerous weight gain.
Yeah.
Oh, also, floppiness caused by weak muscles. How can we have this?
Prada Willy gives you floppiness.
How did we get on this? We're talking about cheese.
Yeah, right. Sorry. So what we did on last week's podcast was locked in.
Yeah, I think that's a good one.
Any answers that we had. This was a very
I think
was simple
Kelly, I think.
Answer for me.
I think so for me as well.
I like pain.
Cheese is... I like Dorito cheese, and I think, even though it wouldn't be ideal to have it on my fingers all day, every day for the rest of my life, I'd prefer that to the constant pain.
I'd rather not smell like cheese.
Of chilli powder. So, Christy, are you going to go for chilli powder? It's your own question.
Eyes swollen up,
yeah,
and you
it's
can
fine.
See weeping eyes.
I know.
It's fine.
Right, well, chilli powder for Christy. I don't know how she's making that. Vinny, you going to make cheese?
Cheese.
I'll go with cheese too, so it's locked
done
in. We
deal.
Would rather... Dorito cheese fingers for the rest of their life.
It's a really good one. I'm glad I went with it.
Good question. Nice, simple, early... Start for us, Vinny. Let's take us up a notch. What you going for?
This is a great question, but it's not dirty or anything. But I'm like, I don't even know how to answer this. I might even just leave after this question, and you can sort it out.
Christy's mum can fill in.
Would you rather know how you'll die or when you'll die?
I've got a similar one.
It's good, isn't it?
It's a really good one. Right, say it again. Would you rather know what?
Would you rather know how you'll die or when you'll die?
You've got a similar question tonight.
No, I'll bank it.
Keep it.
That's a good question.
So, would you rather know how you die
yep.
or when you die? Jeez, Louise.
So I'm trying to think of all the ways that you could die.
Fucking hell, man. That's a fucking hard one.
Isn't it?
I think I would rather...
I'd probably when.
Surely. I would probably, when? If you know how you're going to die, could you not do like preventative measures?
No, you can't. You can't cheat death. You can't. That's
no,
one.
I know
you're going to
say
here.
Die at one
I'm just
thing.
Never getting another car again.
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, like, if I know that I'm going to die, say of like something that's like you wouldn't wish upon, like I've been like Alzheimer's and all that's such a horrible disease.
Chili in the eyeballs.
You're such a dick. I don't know if I knew that was going to come. I know you can't stop that, but you'd be able to like prepare like, oh, this is going to happen. I think that would be better. I don't know if, because I think you'd live your life totally differently if you knew you were going to die.
If you knew
when you were going to die. It's like that film, see that film where it's got all the numbers and the people walk about, or is it actually not, it's not a film, it's that Netflix one, Black Mirror, where the Ocarina, they've got like the times above their head, and it's like, you could like die like in like a second.
It would be timing for me. Can you imagine walking around knowing that you're going to die, like your head's going to be chopped off, like, you're going to be in the car and a car's going to collide with your face on and it's going to chop your head off.
Would it be like you're going to die in a car crash and you'd be like, oh, every time you go in a car it would just be stress.
Yep. Whereas if it was time, you'd feel indestructible. Imagine it turned around and says to you, you're going to die.
I don't know if you'd feel indestructible.
Imagine it turned around and says to you, you're going to die in 2055, which is 36 years from now.
I'm not even going to question that. Let's go. 36
years from now. No, right, fair enough. 36 years from now, I'm only going to be 65. Yeah, 65. I'll only be 65 then. That's a decent age. I could live for the next 35 years going, I'll just do what I want. Jump on that plane, no problem.
But then on the flip side,
punch me in his face and no problem.
You can't, you're not indestructible until then. Let's keep this.
On the flip side.
Are you?
You're not, that's not the question, you're bending the rules, you're told how
you're going to die, so if I know that I'm not going to die by any other means, then
you're told when you're going to die, jump out a plane.
You're still living your life as normal,
right?
Okay. But I mean, it's not as if you can just walk in front of buses and nothing happens.
What if you find out you're going to die tomorrow? Like, I would hate that.
Nah, that would be a signal.
I could live
with that more than knowing that I'm going to die some horrible death. Be fair, if I found out and they says to me, I'm just going to die from old age, and when you're 90, 95, whatever it is, I'd be like, all right, okay, sign me up, no problem.
But even if they say you're going to die in 10 years, I think you would do more.
Aye. What if you died of like something really obscure that's like, you'd be like known for dying?
Aye, right,
Prada Willie.
Right, you're going to die bungee jumping, and then your brother's getting married. Right, guys, we're going to stag, we're going bungee jumping.
That's true.
Or you're on coach trip.
We're going bungee jumping. It's a good question for me. It's got to be finding, knowing when I die rather than how I die.
But then it would be horrible coming up to that time.
Yeah,
wouldn't it?
Would be.
But then it's not a party anyway, is it? Either.
I suppose it depends what the answer is. If it's like long in the distance,
aye,
you find out, then you're like, aye, definitely that.
Fine.
But or if it's just something simple like your body just shuts down. You'd be like, right, okay, that's fine. But if it was like something properly
you're going to die in your sleep.
But if it was something properly gruesome, I'd be like constant in that constant fear.
I think I'd rather know how than when.
You're into all that crazy stuff.
No.
And we already know you like pain.
Don't think I'd like to live my life knowing that, like, I might die like in the next minute or like. And I know that I'm now thinking maybe more, like, what's the word? So I'm not thinking cautiously, like, you're thinking, like, oh, you're going to have ages, and I'm thinking the other way.
So you would be fine if whoever it was, God, was to turn around and say, right, Chris, I'm not going to tell you when you die, but I'm going to tell you that you will be hanged, because they'll change the laws, and hanging will come back. You're going to be hanged, but I'm not going to tell you when.
Hanging's quite a quick death.
Aye, brilliant, sign me up. You ever heard anybody say that?
What have you done to bring hanging back?
And also,
how
do you know hanging's a quick death as well?
Because every
time you see it on the telly, it looks absolutely murder.
Because you're watching fucking actors do it, they milk it. It's not. It's quite. When they tell lies, and you starve yourself.
How do you know?
I'm basing it off of.
You're basing it off of absolutely nothing.
No, I'm not basing.
My mind, anytime I see anything on telly of people hanging, it's like their neck snaps, and then they're like, just dangling about there like a fish.
It's not oxygen deprivation.
It depends. You think you can break your neck and or you could choke to death. Either way, it's not a party.
Aye, it's definitely, it's definitely a party. Not a party. I don't know if I would be like, aye, great, hanging, brilliant.
I would
quick.
I'm with any. Why are they bringing hanging back?
Why?
What have you done?
What have you done?
The world's a weird place. I'm pretty sure, can you even still be hanging
people
in certain places?
What was that one recently, that place? I'm not even going to attempt it. My geography's awful. Where they still stoned people.
I still do that.
Stone people for being somewhere in Saudi Arabia, the Middle East, or something like that. Probably a Saudi Arabia or something like that.
Aye. So you went holiday to Saudi Arabia and you're going to get stoned to death.
Actually, there you go. You're going to get stoned to death. That's what's going to happen. You don't know how.
And you can't. There's no preventive measures.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Can't cheat death.
Yep. You can't like wear like a knight's outfit.
What, so they just bounce off?
Yeah.
Armour's held off.
Yeah, talking about the full mesh chainmail.
You couldn't get through your vest, that's like chainmail.
No, fucking hell.
You'd have to step into that vest in a funny way.
Right, Christy.
Now you cover this because we're now talking about this intro that never happened because Johnny never turned his mic off.
Forgetting, actually, people don't know the vest.
Sorry. All I admitted was that.
Christy wears vests.
Yeah, I wear a vest. I'm a massive advocate of a vest. Like, do not like the feeling of something against my body that's like.
No, that's not what you're saying.
It's another fear.
You said you step into your vest.
Well, that's what I would want to say. Well, it all came back because you were talking about the guy in the gym that was sitting with, or put his t-shirt on, his socks on.
Deviant.
And didn't have his pants on yet. Mm. And ever since you told me that, I do that. I come out the shower, I'll put my bra on, my vest on, my socks on, then my pants.
Well, for anyone listening to the podcast, right, we want you to pause it after I ask this question, right, because we want you to send us a tweet. So you can send it to me at Beanroll, Vinny at Vincent Brownlow. I don't know how you're going to get to Christy. Don't send it to Kate Daisy Weekend like, because I just don't like these questions.
Put it through the post.
But
send us a letter. You can send it
and
to
the order, you can, say in the
you
order
can get the TV digital address, or you can just send it to me. But let us know what your order is, particularly for guys. But I suppose girls can answer this too. What is your order of putting your clothes on, either in the morning when you wake up or when you're coming out of the gym or whatever, when you're changing and putting your clothes back on, in what order? My order is... pants,
always pants,
socks, top, jeans or shorts or whatever it is that I'm wearing, and then jacket obviously at the end, but absolutely not shirt,
I
jacket.
I just don't see what the problem
pants.
Is.
You can mix it up, but as long as pants first, I mean, even any time I've just putting socks on with it, pants is just absolute sex case.
It feels weird, eh?
It's not.
It is.
When you put your shirt on with no pants on, it just feels weird, man.
It
just
does.
You're rubbing the shirt.
How long is your shirt for one? Shouldn't be touching your willy.
Do you mean my wee willy?
Is it your wee willy?
Wee willy points up the majority of times.
Wee willy twice in two episodes.
Points up the majority of time. So, the pause has happened. Send us it, let us know, and we can read out some funny ones next week, hopefully. Right, lock it in, Christy. What would you rather? Would you rather know how you're going to die, or know when you're going to die?
Yeah, I think I'd rather know how I'm going to die, not when.
Okay, Vinny.
I'd rather know when, but unless he went next week, and he'd be absolutely devastated.
You can't do that.
No, but I'm just saying I would be devastated.
You would be devastated, yeah. But that's the decision.
But you would be like, well, I'm not going to work next week, I'm going on holiday.
Eh? You'd make the most of the time that you've got left.
Of course, you would plan stuff.
I'm going to go for when as well, so apologies, Christy.
I think you look as if you're changing your mind anyway, as soon as I say
I'm
that.
I'm actually not. I just wouldn't like to live my life on a timescale.
Are voting well together tonight. Mm-hmm. That's two
because
that we've managed to get the majority
for. I could be stoned
for.
To death. I could be stoned to death in 100 years, because by that time they've invented something that makes me like live forever.
But the thing is, you won't know that. They'll tell me
I'm stoned to death.
You're going
to
be
they'll tell you you've been stoned to death, but they won't tell you when you're
getting
stoned to death.
That's what I mean, it might not happen for ages.
Imagine getting told how you're going to die and then just every day waking up knowing, oh man.
I just think I'd live my life to the fullest.
I bet you would definitely live your life to the fullest if you knew when you were going to die.
Yeah, definitely. But what if it was like tomorrow? You wouldn't want to know that.
Well,
look, see.
Either way, if it was tomorrow, either way.
Johnny just raised a fist at me.
I did raise a fist at you. Raised a fist at the both of yous. You don't get an inclination to what the answer's going to be literally just before you get the answer.
You went for my answer. Stop trying to make me cheat.
So you went for it?
I'm sticking for it.
Okay. Right.
In your head, be it.
Done.
We've locked
deal.
That in. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back in 2 seconds. This is a little bit different to what you'd normally hear on Talking Buzz, but we're doing more podcasts and not only football. So what kind of shows would you love to hear? Let us know on Twitter, Facebook or Instagram. Right, we're back. Mm-hmm. And we are ready to answer my question. Mm-hmm. Now, thought a wee bit about this. I didn't have as much preparation time for this podcast this week, but might have run
too many fingers in the too many hands in the pies. What's the saying? Too many fingers in the pies.
No, just your finger in too many pies. I'd say
that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Finger in too many pies.
Your recollection if famous sayings is outstanding. Outstanding. Man. People as don't know, unless they know you, obviously they don't realise how good they are, but hopefully a few more will come up. Right, anyway, my question is, right, would you rather take a punch from Mike Tyson in his prime? Would you rather take a punch to the face from Mike Tyson in his prime, or a kick in the balls / fanny from Cristiano Ronaldo in his prime. Discuss.
Do you have any facts to base how
interesting question,
hard
Christy.
The punch will be, like, or how hard Ronaldo's kick is versus how hard Mike Tyson's punch is?
Right, well, I don't have anything to hand, but I do have the computer in front of me, so...
Knock us up, I need some numbers.
I will ask it.
Because I'm trying to think, like, what's stronger, your arm or your leg?
Right, so it's never been recorded, according to this Iron Mike's punchometer, whatever it is. But Frank Bruno, who was one of his rivals, am I right in saying that he beat Frank Bruno? Did he ever fight him?
I think Frank Bruno maybe knocked him down, but I think Tyson.
But Frank Bruno, he didn't beat him anyway if he did fight him. And Frank Bruno isn't remembered as anywhere near as big a puncher or as good a fighter as Mike Tyson. Frank Bruno had an estimated 142 pounds of force in one of his punches.
I don't know what that means.
Right, so I need, what's his heavy?
So there's 14 pounds in a stone, I think I'm right in saying.
Yeah,
so there's 1,420 pounds in one of his punches.
So 114 stone?
What? 100.
I'm trying to work
out. So 100 stone. It's like getting hit in the face with 100 stone, the force of 100 stone.
And then try to equate what 100 stone like. An elephant?
getting punched by an elephant.
Is 100 stone not a ton?
God. That's just turning
out. No, a ton is 1,000 kilograms.
Oh, but okay, I'm not getting into this.
I know, I'm not getting into it.
Mike Tyson, right, did you get any facts?
I don't really think it's about... Well, obviously, both of them are...
What part of the face, like the nose or the jaw?
I'm going to say that it's a...
Like a hook.
Just a normal eye, so like a hook, basically.
I mean, he punches a guy
right around onto your jaw.
It's just acting, but in The Hangover, that's the guy gets punched in The Hangover, isn't it? He gets punched in the face.
I'm only thinking about the Simpsons episode.
Do you get the proper injuries from this? I mean, he would just smash my jaw to bits.
Yes,
really.
he'd pretty much break your jaw.
Your teeth
in a couple of places, probably. Right. And he would probably knock you out and give you a bit of brain damage into the mix as well. Maybe lose a couple of teeth.
So this was hard to weigh up, because it's like, do you want your face to be good for the rest of the time and you'll still, like, be attractive?
This is what the question's all about.
Or would you rather, like, lose all of your...
There's no doubt that both would be sore and really hard.
But if you get kicked in the front of the body, it's going to affect, like, genetic
genes
and all
that. So what do you care more about?
Spermies.
Are you willing to...
Well, like, put it this way, if
the balls go right back up into your body, Vinny, or
would they come back again?
Have like a good couple of months of recovery, getting your jaw back in place and all that.
So when I think about the jaw thing, this was the Simpsons episodes. Remember when Homer smacks his face off of the Mike Tyson gold statue, and he wears the gold jaw thing? But then he loses a ton of weight.
I'm just going to put it out there: it's a kick in the balls for me.
As much as I think it would be
agony, I've been kicked in the balls before, I think.
Sometimes you get hit in the balls and it's not caught the sweet spot, and it's, you get away with it. But if it catches the sweet spot,
it is so sore.
But I reckon
it is so sore.
I remember when I played football years ago, and it wasn't even in the balls. But I was injured, I think. So I came on as a sub, because I was always first choice before that, because my dad was a manager. And I came on, and I was just on the pitch, and the ball flew past, right, and it skimmed my helmet. Right, and I was disabled. I was completely disabled, and I was down, and I had to get the magic sponge on.
What's a magic sponge?
It's just the sponge with water, and I couldn't run, and I had to get the sponge
it
down.
It grazed it,
and it was honestly, so if it touched the shot after it, it was just like, I couldn't move.
Because
obviously it moves about if you're running, and I was like, I can't move.
Under Armour shirts.
Stretched
off. That's why you need a pair of Under Armour shirts.
And it was, so if it catches at the right spot.
Like, imagine.
But it's not the helmet he's going to kick, it's your
butt. He's hitting it all.
He's getting big.
He's hitting it all, though.
He's hitting it all.
He's hitting it all.
I sort of get pedals. I never played football.
Mercurial Vapors.
I never got kicked full force in the fanny, but it's still sore.
But imagine just standing there the way Ronaldo stands.
I know. You standing there like that?
No, but Ronaldo standing there like for 10 yards away. Now he always does that pose.
And you're standing the exact same way. You'd crumble to bits. Christy, I don't know.
I think you would need to stand, like, your hands would have to be tied and your feet now like a rack thing, yeah. So that you can't flinch. Like
William Wallace.
So that you can't flinch.
I know.
Yeah, and you would just let him do it. Oh, it's going to be shivering.
You literally could not. It's different for, I imagine it's maybe a wee bit different for you, Christy, because I don't get the, girls don't talk about, or women don't talk about the feeling of getting hit in the fanny the same way that guys obviously talk
I'm
about the feeling of
it's
getting
pretty
hit.
Much, I mean, if you go
I'm assuming it's sore, but
sometimes I can cross my legs. I'm just a sick feeling.
I'm just taking. I'm just taking it at the fact that you don't
right,
hear.
True. It's true.
Like no, you don't hear girls talking about it as much.
Oh, okay.
It can.
This is another thing that came up in the intro that you're not going to hear about when you're the guy in the gym that was tipping his legs like timidly, and I was like, where does he? Because you pulled up.
You know, as we spoke last week on the podcast about getting these dodgy videos through.
Yeah.
And I got one recently. Which was a lassie hammering basically a guy's helmet. And if it's anything like that, the aftermath of that, then I maybe think twice about this because
Should
that guy's
that?
Helmet grew another helmet.
That.
Oh, did you not watch that far on? You've seen it, haven't you? I'm sure I showed you it too.
Some of them I don't always watch.
This is unreal. She hammers it once and it's not even, it doesn't look like the hardest. She probably wouldn't be able to get a nail all the way in and one.
I know, who is into that shit?
Right,
that
but the guy's just, he's just like, you know, the sick. The sick noise they make, but which also you could maybe confuse with being a wee bit of like, pleasure filled as well. It's just like, nah, I'm not going to try it. It's just, it's disgusting.
I was waiting for you to do that there. It's
just like, and it's like, is he enjoying that or is
some
it just so
people.
Painful?
Some weird people.
So if they're kicking the balls to Ronaldo or they're kicking the groin area from Ronaldo is anything like that, then I go, man,
yeah, I think
know.
I'm with you.
I have to think that Ronaldo, the pain of Ronaldo would probably last, I think, anyway.
Shorter.
It'd probably last a good couple of minutes.
I mean, you could be changed for life if Tyson punches
the
you.
The Tyson
face.
Thing, you're...
That's true. Your head's quite valuable, isn't it?
I think it's a no-brainer, probably, that you would take the kick to the balls.
If you get punched in the face, it'd be a no-brainer.
And kicked in the balls.
And just eating your dinner through a straw for about a year.
I know.
Not nice,
I wouldn't get all your teeth done. Like, oh, yeah,
which could be good if you get your teeth done and everything. All
yeah,
after
be, yeah.
I do think there'll be some sort of like Jackass video out there or Jackass.
Butter,
Jackass.
There was one with Jackass Butterbean. I don't remember the
heavyweight. I remember Butterbean.
There was one with, is it maybe Steve-O?
They
went in a boxing ring and just let him punch him. And he spat. I think it was maybe Johnny Knoxville actually. He split his head open.
The thing is, they would do that. I like Jackass, but see when they would do that, I'd be like, I can't watch this.
I can't watch Jackass.
I watch them do one years and years and years ago. I'm sure actually me and Connor, my mate who might be on this podcast sometime, actually played this game where they would get into wide, they would just obviously strip off and they would put on wide fronts that would have a target, a red target on the balls.
You
basically.
Would actually do this?
No, we'd strip them and like get into wide fronts, but I mean the Jackass people, the guys would, and they would sit at one end of the room basically with their legs out wide and they would just take turns throwing a dog bone back and forward, trying to hit each other in the buzz with the dog bone, man, and it looked agony. But then I've also seen the ones where, in the newest Jackasses, where they'll get water in one hand. So if you're right-handed, they'll get water in the left hand, jug of water in the left hand, and then a boxing glove in the right, and they'll run up behind someone who's just minding his own business while they're not even filming, and they'll throw water in for the left-hand side, and then come around with the right and hook them in the face when they're not seen. And it looks absolutely agony.
If you were hanging about with him, you'd be stressed all the
time. You would be stressed all the time.
Don't know what's coming.
Aye. It's like a more extreme version, a wee bit. I sometimes think of being in like a football team. Like, I always think of football teams, you get nonsense stuff like that. And if you've never been used to it, then it's like, what's that all about? It's fucking that's absolutely ridiculous.
I remember in the football team once, before a game, and I was always just quite quiet before a game, and all the other team were just, there was always some pain in the arse guys in the team, and they were booting the ball about the changing rooms, and I was on like this, getting stressed, thinking this is going to hit me in the face. They were just battering it off the wall. So then I lost it, and I battered the ball, and it fucked the keeper in the head, who then hit his head off the wall, and he had to miss a match, so concussion.
Did you feel guilty?
I felt terrible.
Aww.
And he couldn't play.
Felt terrible.
What was that video you showed me of that guy?
You tweeted about it, but you know they were messing about, the school kids were messing about in the gym hall with the ball, and they're kicking, the lassies are all kicking the ball about, and then it lands at a guy and he produces an unbelievable like Zidane volley and it melts the lassie in the face. A bit like that.
No, I'm talking about the Premier League guy, the one that breaks his ankle really badly. You show me the picture and the guy's inconsolable. He's so upset that he's hurt him so much.
Thing is, you don't get... Aye, that's not
that was
I
quite
suppose.
Nice. I was like, it was a nice, like, you obviously felt really bad, but that was an accident.
Oh, so this is, I don't know if you know, when Son was reacting to the tackle. Son didn't actually even end up being the guy that tackled him, didn't he? But he got the red card.
I don't like watching stuff like that.
I think it was, I don't know if it was Dan, it was Ori, I think it was Serge Ori that actually came in and made the tackle, but for some reason it was Son that was,
I don't like seeing legs go the opposite way.
I don't watch them at all. I know. This is the first football chat, basically, of the whole podcast. So, right, let's lock it in.
Yep.
Cheesy fingers.
Take a punch from Mike Tyson in his prime in the face.
Kicking the fanny off Ronaldo.
You may enjoy it.
Fuck off.
They might wedge a toe in there.
That's the one difference we're getting. They've got that. They've got.
You might be able to absorb it.
You actually never explained if he's got a shoe on or doesn't.
Yeah, maybe we'll absorb it. Well, oh, I thought he would have his boot on. If he doesn't,
he'd be there or lubed up, oiled up.
It's like, again, another funny video that gets sent through, and I should probably see if these are PC enough to share at some point or another. But the video the other week of a guy lying down, bolt naked, and you don't see that at first. What you do see is someone on a skateboard, and as the skateboard gets closer to you, you notice that there's a dildo on the end of the skateboard, and the skateboard guy just skates all the way in to what you eventually see is a guy's arse at the end of a ramp.
Do you know what the sad thing is about videos like this? You know what's happening. You know it's going to be that sort of ending. You've just been acclimatised to it, which is pretty tragic. But you know that that's going up somewhere. This could be a guy, could be a woman.
I know. The thing is, we got sent. Vinny and I are in the same chat that a lot of this stuff seems to come through to, and it's neither of us two that are sending it in. But there's been stuff coming in over the last week that I've just not even read.
I don't even watch because I know it's ridiculous. If it's somebody getting hurt, I don't like it. I'm like, nah, if somebody's getting hurt, I don't want to see it.
Aye.
Unless they're asking to get hurt.
I'm not a fan of them either, but I don't know whether actually I'll be able to find this video. It was a cracker, but I wonder. Oh no, I've got it. Here we go. Right, I'll play it.
How many people are there as well?
I can't. That is. Why do people do that? Oh, it's the
noise. I don't normally play them in the noise, so I apologise to anyone listening on the noise.
That's what I will give him 10 out of 10 for is his accuracy.
If Ronaldo's getting that same sort of accuracy, then
Ronaldo have his boot on, his foot's not going to disappear.
I bet he's got a big dildo on his foot.
Oh, fuck off. My mum listens to
the new night bits.
We've already passed the point of your mum listening.
I know, right, that's true.
I'm going Ronaldo, you're going Ronaldo, Vinny Ronaldo. We're all in agreement.
Yeah,
I think maybe for the first time in the
world. If Tyson punches you, I think you're instantly, but you probably wouldn't even feel the pain because you would be knocked out, but you don't know if you're ever coming back. There's a good chance you could die.
He could kill you.
Wake up in 10 years' time.
I think he could legitimately kill you, Christy.
I think he could kill me.
He
could kill me.
No problem. I could kill you with a miss. No problem.
Easy.
Imagine the damage you could do to your nose with the nail.
I would die.
Mike Tyson, the one with the tattoo.
Aye.
Okay. I was envisioning Muhammad Ali.
So he was mental in his prime. That's why now he's less. He's a bit calmer now.
He could still do it,
but back then he was knocking like proper.
Has he got a boxing glove on?
First. Aye.
All right.
Boxing gloves aren't weighted.
All of them are weighted.
Surely a bare knuckle punch would be worse.
Yeah, I think a bare knuckle punch would be worse because you've got more contact. Like,
I could be wrong, but I don't think so. No, I think there's obviously ounces on top of the.
It's a whole point to not to. So it's not as brutal.
Yeah, it's not meant to skiff.
I think I could be wrong.
Any fight fans listening to this, I could be wrong. I'm sure the gloves help with the hits on...
Spreading the...
On your... Is it extremities? Is that the right word?
Extremities, like your fingers.
Or not extremities. Toes. On your... your eyebrows, in your cheek, in your chin. The hard places, basically. So that you don't cut your face up as much. Aye. There's like a bare knuckle...
There's like a bare knuckle championship now.
And when you see the guys coming out,
they do get
Vaseline as well. Aye, he gets cut, but then that's years of cuts opening up again. That. Whereas, I'll show you the pictures after this. There's this guy who fights with McGregor called Artem Lobov that's fighting another guy soon.
Have I seen him fight before?
In fact, it might have been on the other night.
Yeah, I think it was on Saturday.
I don't know, actually. I didn't even check the result, to be fair. But the first time he fought this guy, two of their faces after it. Bare knuckle fight, this was. Two of their faces after it were ridiculous. And it's really? Obviously because if you punch somebody with your knuckle on your eyebrow or your cheek or your nose or your chin, it's going to hurt. It's going to cause more damage than if you hit them with a glove that's got a little bit of padding.
That's my point. But it's the weight, though.
I'd imagine would be a bigger
issue. Either way.
Like, he's not skiffing you, he's catching you flush with a boxing glove.
Cool.
So I'm going to say that it's probably going to be worse. So
I would rather get hit in the fairy. 100%. Please.
Okay, right, we're all in agreement. Yep. Right, back to Vinny. Oh. Who kicked us off? It was you, Christy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Christy, have you got a second one?
Yes, I do.
Has anyone got a filthy one?
I've got one about shit.
Go for it.
We've not had that tonight. We've not spoken enough about that.
Wait, hang on, I'll find it. I've got it. I've started noting them all down.
We did speak about shit in my shoe.
I don't know if I told you about this.
I was being sarcastic.
All oh, right, sorry.
So my one is... Where is it? Right. Ready?
Yeah.
Would you rather smell like shit and not know it? Or would you rather constantly smell shit that no one else can smell but you?
Smell like shit and not know it.
Smell like shit and not know it?
No, I've not. I've just repeated the question.
Sorry.
Just some reaction there, though.
Yeah, that's right. So would you rather smell like shit and not know it, so that you would radiate shit like you did in the gym, but you weren't aware of it? Or would you rather constantly smell shit, so always have that smell of shit in your face?
Is it a bad smell? It's got to be really bad, isn't it, for the question? It's got to be the jeopardy.
Some shits don't smell
no,
that
but
bad.
It's got to be bad. I mean,
yeah,
it needs
to be quite severe.
Post-tea in the park.
Some shits aren't really bad. Like, generally. Yeah. I think I've ever smelled a shit and thought,
did you say
bad.
Like what you
eat? Fucking terrible.
Aye, but what you eat and what you drink affects your shit smell. Like, I definitely think you have less.
So let's just say
it's
simple. Surely it's just your average shite.
No, I think it's a.
It's not a shite after you've been.
Don't know what the average one is.
Your average shite. The average shite that you put in the pan every day.
I wish I'd brought some in for you. We could have.
We almost had some. Could have watched gym trainers.
Like, if I'm basing it off my regular old shite, then I would want. I wouldn't want to smell it every day, so I'd be quite happy for other folk to smell it and just be totally. What,
you'd be shite boy. Everyone knows you, shite boy.
Shitty bum. Shitty bum boy.
Smelling it myself, like just. Like,
I would much
eventually,
rather that.
But even if you were, if other people were to know it about you, then I'd just probably become a lot more like introverted and spend a lot more
isolated.
Time by myself. But at least I could spend that time by myself, knowing that constant smell of shite.
You'd be lonely though.
And at least I would be lonely and no smelling
you're
of shite.
You're weird, man. I'd rather smell shite and.
Have friends.
Constantly smell shite and have friends.
I think you would get used to it.
I think you would. You need
to. I would easily.
I love these questions. You can genuinely try to rationalise smelling a shite.
And I'm now getting confused because I'm now trying to think of what type of shite I would smell. I'm trying to think of what.
You can't just get to choose.
It's not like cow shite or Vinny shite or it's your shite. Do you feel like your shite smell?
I don't think that.
Well,
bad.
I think it would be worse if you constantly smelled somebody else's shite.
Yeah, but everyone else's shite. I mean, your shite smells bad, Johnny. I love you, God. It smells like a farm.
All right. I've got this reputation.
I'm only saying that though because
I've got this farm reputation
that
my mum started, and it's grown arms and legs.
No, I'm kidding, man. I actually don't think it smells that bad.
Well, look, I'd rather smell a shite myself.
Sorry. Dog shit smells bad. If it's dog shit, a bit different.
No, humans worse.
I think dog shit stinks.
Look, I had it in my trainers, and if it was human in the gym, if it was a human shit that was on my trainers,
I'd be a bit different. Be a bit more tolerable. Tolerable?
Tolerable.
That's like saying, would you rather stand in a human shit or a dog shit?
I'd much rather stand in. Oh yeah, human shit. I think.
What?
Yeah. I think dog shit.
You?
Dog shit. Like,
you're an absolute freak.
You chose Chewbacca last week as well.
Think what dogs eat. Versus what we eat. Like, we eat a lot better food, which means your shit isn't going to be as bad. I know it's like the shit part of the nice food
you
pick
up. Well, I don't. I've not picked up a dog shit because I don't have a dog, but you pick up dog shit. I've only wanted to pick up one of Johnny's.
It's been bits.
I've not heard good stuff about it either.
It doesn't even come in one package. It's like multiple. it's shit plural.
Aye.
We played this game before. Remember, do you know that? Or was it this game we played? Would you rather? It was like Pebble Dash? Talking about different people's shits and what they were like.
Mm-hmm.
Why did we play this game? Wait, I thought it was a would you rather question, but maybe it wasn't.
Probably was a would you rather question. It was probably a would you rather eat it or something.
Do you know what annoys me as well? See if you go to a toilet, some place, some people just leave the toilet.
I can't figure out how
disgrace.
People do that. I don't know, understand people that do that. Yes. I also don't understand people that go and do a shit in a toilet and then, like, don't try to disguise the smell or whatever. They just, like, they're just quite happy to leave it in a, yeah. I went into the toilet once and was shit on the seat. Like, what do you do to have shit on the seat?
Some people are just filthy.
Ugh. So the time when I watched the hotel and someone shat on the dance floor.
That's a song. Is that not a song? Shat on the dance floor.
This guy actually shat on the dance floor. Yeah. Had the cheek as well to complain about his room the next day.
What?
Yeah.
So the thing is, this guy didn't. If I shat on the dance floor, there's no danger I would be staying there that night.
I would just run.
To be fair, if you're shitting on the dance floor, then you're probably so steaming that you're not remembering that at all. But
DJ, is that good that you feel as if you can't leave to even go to the toilet because you might miss it?
I was talking about this the other day to someone, and this girl says that she worked in a hotel, and a lady had a white dress on and shat herself in the booth, and then everyone saw her dress and she went to the toilet, but then did it another two times.
Oh my God.
That's like, you see some WhatsApp videos of people in a supermarket and on a security camera, and they'll just do a shit in an aisle.
Well, have you seen the one of the women outside the CCTV, outside a club? She shits in her hand, chucks it and just walks away.
I think you sent, there's a video of every bit of pattern, but when the guy comes in the escalator and he just shiggles it out, he's the bottom of his trouser. And then
he's going up an escalator and he's just walking through that shopping centre and you just see dollops falling behind him. He literally just kicks it out.
He just like kicks it out. Guy carries on.
How wide are his trousers?
I know, it's a... I'll be honest, right, when I go for a shite, I don't know what's coming out. This guy's got to be so confident it's a wee solid shite that's coming out that he can just dribble it right through his jean leg.
Is it that makes your shite hard? Is it fibre?
That's probably it's what you're eating, I suppose.
Softer, I don't know.
I don't know, it's what you're eating, I suppose, isn't it? But the fact that the guy...
Do you think that's a kinky thing, isn't it?
I don't know, but it's just so funny.
No, which this guy's doing is obviously a thing he gets off on.
The video then shows another guy, just this poor soul.
The older guy.
Turns and just he just decks it. Completely decks it.
It's one of the videos you watch back and you go, is he shat there? Is that what's happened?
I thought that about the woman outside the club one, because it's just, and I'm the same thing, like how she understood that her shit's not going to be like a wet one, and she just catches it, so she's got a wee dress on and she just catches it and she just chucks it, and it zooms in the cam at the end and it's just a wee shit sitting.
Right, I think we've had enough shit chat.
I know. What was the shit? I'd rather smell shit and still have friends.
I think I would rather smell it. I think you would get used to it.
I think so too.
Right, I'm going the other one, but I'm happy that you've locked that in.
I mean, you go into a pub stinker and you're just stinking.
You're the shit boy in the corner.
I know.
Who invites shit boy?
And it was just a big... I mean...
Don't invite shit boy, he stinks of shit.
Shitty bum boy.
Shitty bum boy.
I mean...
Takes me back.
You would probably get a good bit of space everywhere you went. You would never be crowded.
You'd be so lonely.
True. There's bone.
It sounds like a really sad story, doesn't it? Yeah. The boy who smelled the shit.
Right, I'm on board. You've persuaded me.
Cool beans.
Right, so that was yours, Christy. Vinny, have you got a second question?
Yes, I have.
And
would you rather everything you came across, everything you said came across as sarcastic or angry?
So I'm really bad at this because I don't really understand what sarcasm is.
Oh, don't you know? I don't know, is that sarcasm?
Alright,
if somebody says
no, it's irony. I don't get, I struggle with these things quite a lot.
Can you do an impression of sarcasm?
No, sarcasm.
Am I sarcastic?
No, you're not sarcastic.
I don't get it. I don't. I'm
like, oh yeah, that's brilliant.
That's sarcasm. What I just said to you, sarcastic.
Why are you doing a different accent?
I don't know. I don't know.
What I just said to you, sarcastic. So you're like, am I sarcastic? And I'm like, no, you're not sarcastic. When really you're.
Am I sarcastic?
No, you're not sarcastic.
I don't get this.
Nah, you're actually not sarcastic, but if you were, that's the kind of thing I would say to you.
Right.
So it's like you saying to
like
me...
Ching people?
It's like somebody. It's like Vinny asking me, right? Or Vinny saying to you, sorry, does Johnny like leaving stuff behind him at his arse in the house? And you'd go, nah, Johnny cleans up everything after himself.
And you don't?
I absolutely do not. So that would be sarcasm.
But you've got to have a tone. It's got to have that.
Yeah, there's definitely got to be a
sarcastic
tone.
I'd probably go angry then straight away.
I'd be like, somebody saying to me, oh, what's the podcast like? I'd be like, it's good in that. Like, who's on it? This guy, Vinny Brownlee, do you know him? He's like, is that guy? It sounds quite nasally. And I'm like, no. Vinny doesn't sound nasally.
But yeah, actually, he does sound nasally.
Aye.
Get it.
But, aye. It's more, but that would just be being sarcastic. But it's got to sound sarcastic. But
so
you're not
being
sarcastic.
You need to do that weird accent that you're doing.
Aye, that weird one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really brilliant.
Okay.
That's too good. So that voice good. And then Chewbacca noise last week.
So, aye, that's it. So,
for being there.
No, that's not the pigeon.
Like, do I look fat in this? How would that come across?
No, you.
No, of course you don't.
That's harsh. Depends who it is that you're saying it to. I couldn't be sarcastic with you like that. That could be something I stay.
Whereas angry would.
Or like, does he try to think somebody saying, any... does Johnny snore? And you're like, no, Johnny.
Let's make it patronise.
Johnny does he snore?
Does that do snore?
Everyone came across sarcastic or patronising.
Has Johnny got a wee pecker? No, Johnny's bobby's massive, man. That's sarcasm, isn't it?
Aye, because we all know.
That's just lying.
Absolutely. Sorry, I interrupted you there.
Whereas I'm trying to think what would get you into more fights. Because I don't want to, you want to avoid fighting.
I don't think I'm a very angry person, but no, I think I'd probably go for the angry thing because I really just don't get the accent bit.
You well, really
of
don't
course
get
you
that.
Don't.
No, I fucking don't.
Ooh, I think I'd probably rather be sarcastic.
So like, can you say it again? So would you rather what? Everything you said?
What's the question?
I said, would
What's
you rather?
What's the question?
Aye.
What's the question?
What's the question, you wee willy ball bag?
Well, that's just been fucking insulting.
That's angry.
That's not angry.
That's angry.
But it's, that you've got, but you've got to... Ah, yes, definitely sarcastic. You're not being angry.
It just, everything sounds angry. Give me a fucking cup of tea.
No,
but
no, that's being angry.
Give me a cup of tea.
Aye.
That's not real angry.
But then how
Christy, I absolutely love you. Like, that'd be angry.
You
know
say
what
that
mean?
To me.
Vinny, I think you're the funniest guy ever. Sarcasm. No, that would be anger, wouldn't it?
Are you ready to order? Of course we're ready to order.
Ah, right, I get you now, Vinny, I get you now.
Give us a steak. And what you want?
That is such a hard one.
Right, so I go sarcasm.
I go sarcasm, even though I have no...
And then
like,
if they went... Are you ready to order? You'd be like, of course we're ready to order.
That's a good one.
So, sorry,
would,
I mean, I think,
either way, people would think you're an arsehole.
I know.
Wouldn't they?
But I think...
it's just how much an arsehole do you want to be?
I don't know. I think sarcasm would probably be funnier at times if you were in somebody's company who spoke to other people. Whereas if somebody's angry all the time, you know, if you ever known somebody that gets angry when they get drunk, you're just like, let's fucking...
get you home.
It's true, though, isn't it? And you think, why are you even drinking? You shouldn't be drinking. Yeah. You just get angry. Whereas me, I'm a fantastic drunk.
You are a drunk. You kind of just shut down, to be fair, but you're a good
drunk. There's a point where I just go to sleep.
He gets wine drunk and then gets a bit,
Well, that's when it... That
I think there'll be a podcast where you just shut down.
What's that podcast? Is it Drunk History? Where they all get pissed?
It's a TV programme, I'm sure. It might be a podcast too, but it's definitely a TV programme.
So, I mean, I think angry would probably...
I don't know if I could deal with being angry. So, do you feel angry all the time?
Just everything you say comes across as angry. Everything you say comes across as angry! Right!
I'm trying to answer you sarcastically, but definitely I don't like to do angry. It.
Right, like, I'm going to go for...
I think people would get more things done, though, if you were angry.
Yeah, definitely.
You
wouldn't have
you
any,
at work.
Yeah.
But nobody would probably invite you out.
No, definitely not. You'd have no friends.
I'm going sarcasm. Sarcasm.
Yeah.
Aye.
What are you going?
Both things people would think you're an arsehole, but I'd say sarcasm. Just
I'd say sarcasm,
being
angry, I just don't get it.
I would go with probably sarcasm because I think some people are tossers anyway, and if somebody spoke to somebody that was a tosser in a sarcastic tone, it'd be a little taking the piss out of them. Is that mic on?
I know.
Sorry, I just wanted to make sure it was in the right place for Christy.
And I think angry, you just get your face punched in all the time.
Yeah.
So
but
neither,
then people
neither
would probably
I
think you're mental, so they wouldn't even challenge you.
Oh my God.
Like Begbie. Begbie's always angry in Trainspotting.
But he's the kind of guy that nobody wanted to hang about with.
But is he though?
What one's Begbie?
Exactly. Begbie's
Robert Carlyle. He's the one that's that throws the pint behind
psycho.
Him in the...
Basically the psycho.
But yeah, I'll say sarcasm.
I'll second that.
I'll go with sarcasm.
Okay, we're agreed again.
I'm
trying to think though, you'd maybe get sacked.
Triple dinner.
We're agreed again. Right, I think that's a good time to finish this podcast.
Are we not doing any...
questions from...
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
We don't have any. I apologise. I put out a post on my own Twitter a bit... 2 hours ago or something like that. Didn't put anything out on the Instagram story, which normally is really good vehicle for questions. So apologies, I'll do it for next week in plenty of time as well. For anyone that's listening, feel free to send, like I said, another would you rather question. I think we had some good topics there, mind you. Good questions.
We
posed a few belters.
Well, I think shit could be a reoccurring.
No doubt.
I think it's like, you need to talk about shit.
But I like the philosophical ones as well. So if you've got any philosophical, shit-based ones as well... other smut nonsense,
knobs.
Anything, dildos on skateboards, then
know,
feel free to send them
you,
in.
People are going to know you as the guy who the dodgy videos on your phone.
Oh, well.
I don't think so. They have.
I'd much rather be known for that than the guy who goes to the gym and
gets
changed back to front.
Exactly, that's 100%. An absolute...
I've laid my cards on the table. People know what I am. They know what Johnny is. They know what Johnny Boyle is. There's no doubt. People know when they see me out, they'll show me their dodgy videos, and I'll just accept it.
I'll get them airdropped to me randomly. Every guy's got dodgy videos, and if any say they don't, it's lying.
Is it bullshit?
Mm-hmm. Aye, it's total lies. So, lies. For anyone that's listening, if you enjoyed it, send a wee message your way. So you can send it to Talking Boz on Twitter, or Talking Boz Com on Twitter, sorry. Talking Boz on Instagram. You can send it to on Facebook too, although we'll probably not read it. You can send Vinny a tweet at Vincent Brownlow on Twitter. Christy, you can't get. She's cut herself off for the world. Apologies.
But
send
it
to me. I'm at Beanroll on Twitter. Send it to me and I can pass it on to Christy if you get any feedback about Christy's performance. Because she's definitely on a try, weren't you, Vinny?
What's that? She's not even listening there.
You were just zoned out because you thought I was doing the outro. She's on a try, aren't she?
No, I don't think so.
I'm a constant fixture.
I think so.
I think you need a woman. Like, you can't ask questions like, would you rather get punched in the face by Mike Tyson or...
Ah, but your mum was going to come on and replace you, so... Oh,
your mum will be absolutely loving the amount of mention she's getting here, by the way.
I know.
Absolutely loving it.
Shout out to Jillian.
Shout out to Big Jillian.
We'll get a, would don't you don't say Big Jillian, she'll fucking...
Big Sandra.
She'll fucking hate you.
What's that?
It's not like a... I always associate, like, you know, Big... As a, you know, got a funny story about, like, Big Sandra or something like that?
Big Sandra?
I don't know. You just big... There's certain names
there's
that you just always
Sandra.
Add a...
I don't know. I
there's
don't
certain
know.
Names.
I've absolutely that, no idea.
There's always certain names that you add a big one at the front of. Jillian isn't that kind of name,
no,
to be fair, so
I
apologise.
I would say Jillian. I would say Big Vinny, just because you're
Big
tall.
Vinny. I'd always
big
say Big Vinny.
Wee Johnny, because he's got a wee
like to say, I do not know a Big Sandra, just to make this clear. No,
I think that's somebody else, I think.
Vinny knows it.
So apologies to wee Jillian. Apologies to wee Jillian.
Oh, she's going to have you.
But we'll get you a question. Jillian, if you're listening, send a question for next week. Vinny.
Yep.
Your mum can send this one as well.
Sorry to interrupt you. My mum listened to this in her work and paused it after one of her questions to ask the office.
Really?
Wasn't the fart when you come one. It was the dead one. Would you rather be dead in that one? I'm like, mum, you can't listen to this shit in work. Imagine someone soaking you in the middle of the...
And what I think would be quite a good idea is finishing the podcast, I've got one lined up with a question that we can ask our social following,
yeah,
if we've even got one. So the question that we're going to ask, and we'll actually put it out on Twitter and Facebook, or Twitter and Instagram properly, and it's one that you two can ponder and we'll maybe answer at the start of next week's show, is what would you rather, right? Be burned to death or be frozen to death?
Oh my God, we had this when you walked in.
Right.
Good times.
So we'll ask it to the social following. You two have a think
on
it and we can answer it at the start of next week.
Music.
Yep. The music for this podcast is dynamite, by the way.
Oh.
I like it.
Benny said it's a bit insipid.
Oh, interesting. All right.
It's nobody you know, is it?
Nah.
That's all right.
Oh, God. I didn't think of that.
You thought it was Dead Man Fall.
Sorry, Dead Man Fall.
Right, podcast over. Thanks, Vinny, for coming on again.
Thank you.
Christy, thanks again. We'll see you next week.
Bye. I was going to say au revoir.
For any reason. And for everybody listening, thanks very much, and we'll see you next week.